Talking today with Colin Woodall, of course, Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, I talked about some of the dollars and cents of this GIPSA study with your colleague Greg Dowd, but from a political point of view, it seems like we've got a real huge precedent that is out there that if Congress says one thing and the regulatory agency says, oh, we're going to go ahead and do our own thing, that's pretty serious, it sounds like to me.
Well, absolutely it is. When we look at this, we've kind of transcended the issue about our concerns on marketing arrangements and what it would do to contracting in this business. That is still a huge concern, but now probably just as big is exactly what you brought up. The bulk of this rule is based on language that was actually defeated during the debates on the 2008 Farm Bill. It has been resurrected in this rule, and that does just kind of signal an administration in-run on Congress. That was brought up in the House subcommittee hearing last week when Undersecretary Avalos came up to testify. Both Republicans and Democrats talked about how unhappy they were that the administration ignored the intent and the rule of Congress and went forward with this rule as it is. Another big precedent setter is right now we're in the middle of a comment period on this thing, but yet just earlier this week, USDA put out a misconceptions document saying that what they're hearing is wrong and this is what you should be thinking about what this rule does. We think that that is highly irregular just because they're supposed to be hearing from people, not telling people what to think. And we're just concerned that we continue to see basically a slap in the face to the Administrative Procedures Act. And that concerns us when you look not only at USDA, but everything that we're seeing at EPA and the continued attacks that we've seen on agriculture from this administration.